Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord and good evening. You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship. And we are in the Christmas season. And so I want to begin by reading this passage of scripture unto you. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. I am so glad to be able to bring you some time, music of worship and inspiration, meditation and prayer. And so let us start off in a spirit of worship. This is Tehillah Worship.
Lord, you are.
hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all glory. He is worthy of all honor. Our Creator, our omnipotent and great Lord, we praise your name. The Bible says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Here tonight on this 18th of December, we are continuing in the spirit of the Christmas season during this Tehillah worship episode, this Tehillah worship program, and I am so glad you've decided to join me tonight as we go forth, not just in reflection and remembrance of our Lord and Savior and the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but in meditation and in prayer and in communion with the Lord our God. And so I invite you on this evening to take some time, go with me as we spend some time hearing music that will put you in a place where you can just sense the presence, soak in his presence, bask in his glory, meditate on his word, tell him you love him, sense his presence, a shift in the atmosphere, in your home, in your car, wherever you may be tonight. And so I invite you to join me on this evening in meditation, in prayer, in spending time in the Lord. So why don't you find that comfortable place in your home, that spot where you go and everybody knows, don't bother mama, don't bother daddy. He's sitting in his seat, she's sitting in her seat, in her room, getting comfortable. Go into your prayer closet, get to the word of the Lord, whether it was from the notes from your service on this day, or you may just have a passage of scripture that you really just want to get into on this evening. I invite you to do so. And we are going to now spend time in his presence. And again, I thank you for joining me on this evening. So if you are ready, let us go. This is Tehillah Worship.
To work.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is to heal the worship.
Thank you.
Good evening. All right, so I wasn't sure if I had a message for you or a word for you or anything tonight, and I'm not going to speak for long, but I really just thought about something. During this Christmas season, we do a lot of giving and sharing and acts of kindness and goodwill and all of that, and I am not against any of that whatsoever. I am not against any of that. But I want us to just take a couple of seconds and be selfish. I want you to be selfish for a minute. I was visiting a friend's church today, a pastor friend of mine, and he said something that just kind of while I was sitting here listening to the music, and he talked about the scripture, John 3:16. He called it one of the most famous, well-known passages of scripture, which I definitely don't disagree. And I was just thinking how, you know, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And, you know, we could dissect that for weeks, for months, and I'm not going to do all of that. But, you know, I do love the fact that, you know, you got some operative words in there like gave and love. But tonight I just want to look at the word world and the fact that God so loved the world that he gave. So he was motivated to give his Son to the world. Now, whether you knew this or not, and I don't know if you know this, so spoiler alert, you're in the world. Yeah, I know, you, that's right, you're in the world, which means, go ahead and be selfish for a minute. God gave his Son to you. And we do this whole thing during Christmas about giving gifts to others and giving gifts even to Christ. But I need you to appreciate the fact, just for a minute, just for a couple of seconds, after I'm done, you can go back to doing selfless acts and random acts of kindness and all that stuff. But just for a moment, I want you to know that God gave Jesus for you. And there are so many benefits to having Christ in your life, or having received Christ. Even if you haven't received him prior to today, tonight, even tonight, you can receive him, because there are so many benefits. The Bible says, "For through him we both have access to one Spirit and unto the Father." You know, because God gave Jesus to you, you now have access to God. Yeah, be selfish. Enjoy that for a minute. Appreciate that for a minute. You now have access to the almighty, awesome, glorious, eternal, omnipotent God. You know, you don't have to go through, let me not do all that, but you don't have to go through anybody. You know, even me as a pastor, you don't have to come to me and say, could you pray for me, or could you go to God for me? Could you sacrifice something for me? No, you can do it yourself, because Jesus came to be the eternal and the complete sacrifice so that you might have access to God. What else do you get? Well, the Bible tells us in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." What does that mean? Well, we're justified. Let's look at that for a minute. Yes, come on. Appreciate that for a minute. Get glad about that. Be selfish. Enjoy that justification. Know that that is Jesus, because he went to the cross. He traded positions, traded places for you. And so he who knew no sin took upon your sin so that you might have righteousness, so that you might have justification. And we say this, I like this. The justified means just as if I didn't sin. Just as if I didn't sin, just as if I knew no sin. So now you're justified by faith. And so we are empowered. God, this is, again, because he gave his Son. He gave to the world by love, motivated by love, so that you could be justified. Yeah. just so that the punishment for sin could pass over you. The guilt that you would normally feel can be alleviated, removed from you, because you're justified. But then he also added in that verse, we have peace with God. So whereas before you were his enemy because you knew sin, you were his enemy because you were separated from him, you were his enemy because, here's another one, you weren't reconciled unto him, which is something that we find in 2 Corinthians 5:18, that we are now reconciled unto God. So now that we are reconciled because he gave Jesus, we now have peace with God because he gave his son to you because you're in the world. All right. All right. And I can rattle off a few more, and I'm not going to do that. But I just want you to have a moment of selfishness. I mean, yeah, selfishness. He's yours. He's yours. And I encourage you to express Christ in your life every day because he is yours. God gave his son to you. God gave his son to you. Get glad about it. This is Tehillah Worship.
Everything in me longs to see your face.
Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. We've come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship, and I have been so pleased. I've been so pleased to be your host, to be your lead, to be your guide, to join you in this thing. I pray that the word of God and the worship of God edified you on this evening, and I pray that you have a blessed week. 1 week away, 7 more days, depending on how you count. I guess some of y'all probably say 8. I ain't messing with you all. But whatever, 7 more days to the day we celebrate Christ's birth. And I don't know what you all are going to do on that day, but I pray that you do something to give God glory and to give him honor. And so thank you for joining me on tonight's episode of Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. Good night and God bless. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit and enjoy your Christmas celebration. God bless.
He is here. He's right here. In this room, in your heart. He is near. Nearer than breath, heartbeat. Nearer than you are to you. Closer than second chance or next opportunity. Closer than tonight or yesterday. He is real. More real than touch. See. Hear, smell, or taste. More real than reality. He is our reality. More real than joy, pain, sorrow, or the love of being in love. He is present like space, wind, time, silent night. He is waiting like creation, like words on the tip of tongue, like songs that have yet to be sung. He is beauty in oranges, blues, every hue, every shade, sunset and sunrise, whisper his name. He is holy, cannot be touched, explained, like sweet seconds of prayer, like grandmother on knees, wood floor bare. He is old hymns, the extending of limbs, stretched across trees, stripes to heal disease. He is sun, distinctly free, distinctly one, the only one, the only wise, the only resurrector of lives. He is King, and no earthly throne can house him. No amount of elegant words can espouse him. He is moment and voice, power of choice in word and deed, in fruit and seed, nailed hands, nailed feet, innocent wounds that bleed. He is belief. He is all, he is call and purpose. Everything we can sacrifice, he's worth it and more.